News Radio WJPF. Ted Dabrowski, my friend from Wire Points. Ted, how are you, buddy?
Doing great, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
I called Ted last week and I said, look, Ted, let's do this. Let's talk about the financial state of Illinois. The politics of it, yeah, that's another thing we'll touch on, but to a level. We want to look at the math. And Ted, it's easy for me to go over to the Susana Mendoza website, the Illinois Comptroller, and say, okay, we're $7,841,749,000 behind bills and 2.05 in short-term borrowing that has to be paid back. That's low-hanging fruit. We've got much bigger problems that, to be honest with you, a lot of people would be happy to argue about the numbers. Pension would be a good one.
Well, yeah, you know, when you hear all these battles about how we're in trouble, you know, Moody's, all the rating agencies are really, I think, set to downgrade us to junk if they can't see any form of a plan. And with there's no veto session for the legislature, they're not coming in. So nobody knows what's happening. And I think what's fascinating is within all those discussions about tax hikes and cuts and all those things, there's not a mention, not a word of a pension amendment and pension reform. And, you know, there's really no budget fixing. There's no fixing Illinois without that. So we can talk about whatever we want, but if you don't talk pensions, you're wasting time.
You know, it's interesting because if you listen to what Ted just said, you have to unpack some of that. Junk bond status, I think, is interesting. The term that I read in a published report was pleading with Wall Street not to drop Illinois to a junk bond status. But that's on part of the governor. But on the other hand, if you listen closely, Ted says we're going to have to show them some effort to get this under control. And this new report that I read over the weekend, it's the Office of Budget Management. Is that correct, Ted?
Correct.
It's now, granted, they're not a legislative body, but when they project through 2026, they continue to project $4 billion deficit through 2026, with the exception of the year 2026, in which they say it'll be
every year,
$4 billion, and 2026, $4.2 billion. I don't understand. We'll get to that in a moment. When it comes to pension, what is our pension liability? What are we on the hook for in the state of Illinois for pensions?
Well, there's a big hole. So the money that should be there officially is about $140 billion more. That's what should be in the coffers now to make the plan safe. But Moody's doesn't agree with that because the official numbers are very optimistic about how much the investment returns the state can make. Moody's says, no way, you're way too optimistic. And so when Moody's runs the pension debt numbers, the hole that we have, it's about $260 billion. So it's massive. It's massive. And then, you know, that's not including the cities and their debts. It doesn't include Chicago. It doesn't include retirement health insurance, which is kind of a form of pension these days. So the holes are massive, and there's no way to get out of them without reform in time. There's no way.
All right.
Those debts have to be cut.
$260 billion. Now, you know, I can tell you that if Governor Pritzker was in the office with me right now, I've had this conversation with the governor, and when I used this number, he took exception to it, saying it's not true. I want to pick it up from there. When we talk about this 260, how reliable is that number in your opinion, Ted?
Oh, it's extremely reliable. It's, you know, these are all always estimates because you have to kind of estimate how much money the pension funds will make in their investments in order to pay out pensioners. But, you know, you talk about Moody's, you talk about all the top financial groups put the number above $200 billion. Now, you can quibble about the exact precise amount, but they all put it above $200 billion. Nobody's at $140 billion. And the rating agencies are the ones that determine whether we're junk or not. So we can listen to the governor and his official numbers all we want, but it's Moody's that's going to rate us junk when they're ready to, and they use 260.
All right. So we'll just use 200 to be conservative. Now we're throwing in another $7 billion in unpaid payable bills with the acknowledgement that it's truly 9 with the 2.05 we have to pay back. So we're now at $209 billion. That's just pension and unpaid bills. Are there some other issues out there when it comes to big money and Illinois debt that we should be acknowledging that maybe are not being spoke of?
Oh, absolutely. There's state workers, after working for 20 years, are eligible for free retiree health insurance. And so that's something that we don't fund at all. We owe about $68 billion, and there's zero in the coffers for that. So over time, taxpayers will be paying that down as well. So you got to add $68 billion to that number.
And what's interesting about that is that number is fluid. You don't know how much you're going to be paying for people's health care because age and, well, pandemic and all these other variables. We don't know what that, because it's a fluid number, and it changes literally probably every day.
Yeah, and it's massive. And what we know is the Supreme Court said they treated retiree health insurance just like pension obligations, so they can't be reformed without a pension amendment. So that's another, you know, $68 billion we just got to add to the bill, and taxpayers have to pay it down.
All right, so I'm at 17. I'm at $267 billion, and that's conservative, minus the $60 billion that we'll just call good grace and a gimme on that, because we know it's 260, but somebody will argue. So I'm at $267 billion in the hole right now.
Well, it's you want to keep going?
Yeah, because I'm thinking, shouldn't we add the number four here?
Which number is that?
$4 billion?
Sure, add the deficits, absolutely.
Yeah. So now we're at $271 billion in debt.
Yeah, and you can just keep going. Well, the thing is, there's state debt, right? But then there's also, I like to talk about what people owe, because, you know, people owe not just what's owed to the state, but also to their cities, to their counties. And so when you start adding up all that debt, it gets even bigger. But if we want to stay on the state, then we're on the right path.
Okay, then. Borrowing. Now, we acknowledge the 2.05 in short-term borrowing that has to be returned. But we've borrowed other money for other things, and we've been doing this quite a lot, and it never seems to show up in any of the numbers that you and I are talking about. We owe money we've borrowed from other reasons.
That's right. So we have another $30-something billion in debt, what's called general obligation debt, which is bonds that the state has issued, and they have to be paid back through tax revenues. So Illinois is on the hook for that. That includes some pension obligation bonds that we issued a long time ago. We borrowed money and stuck it into the pension funds, and the taxpayers have to pay that back too. So yes, the debts keep racking up.
All right. I'm now, with that general obligations debt, that brings my conservative total to $301 billion. We went from 200, added the debt, added the pension debt, added the general obligations debt. So I'm at $301 billion conservative, could be considered 361. All right.
That's right.
What? Who else do we owe money to?
Well, you know, I think that covers the big chunk of it. You know, Chicagoans owe $70 billion more in their pension funds. You know, Cook County has lots of debt, so
yes,
these people have to pay those debts down too. Every city has billions of unfunded pension debts too. There's another $12 billion across all the cities, smaller cities.
Yeah, well, and I think it's interesting, Ted, you mentioned that, because I think there is a connection, and that is Cook County saying, State of Illinois, help us. Well, how can the State of Illinois help you when they're $301 billion in debt, and they say, give us another $20 billion?
Well, yeah, don't forget, Lori Lightfoot, when she first came into office, said, Governor Pritzker, please take over our pension debts.
Mm-hmm.
And you can bet that there's all kinds of talk about how to take over municipal debt, put it at the state level, and it'll show up in the state taxes.
And you know what's interesting, because I've tried not to be dishonest. You've kind of representing your something you shared with me last time you and I spoke, that after the last election, and, you know, there was no blue wave. And if you think that they're going to get a bailout from Washington under the current legislative makeup, not going to happen.
That's right. You know, it all depends on what happens with Georgia, of course, right? And we have to see, you know, does Biden finally take the office or not? Number two, what happens in Georgia? Because if the Democrats can take the Senate, then they have enough power then to attempt to do bailouts for Illinois. And you can bet that they won't try to do bailouts for the largest cities like Chicago. So if that happens, then there's going to be some kind of relief coming from the state. Now, that's not free money, right? Because eventually we have to pay income taxes to the federal government for that money to come back. But if that bailout doesn't happen, if Republicans hold on to Georgia, well, then we're back on having to figure out how to pay all this down ourselves.
I got a question that came in from a listener, and I want to help them because they say, look, this is Sally. She's always great when she texts in. Sally, it's good to hear you listening again today. She says, I'm confused. When you're talking about pensions, do those pensions include the teachers? I was told by a teacher that the teachers pay into their pension and it's not supported by the state. Do the other state employees pay into their pensions, or is it all fully funded by the state? Maybe I should know that already, but I don't. Thank you, Sally. This is actually something that has been contentious We pay. It's my pension. Why can't you give me my money back? You've heard these arguments as well, too, Ted. You know this.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. So yeah, the plans are designed that the employees put some money in, the state puts some money in, and then that money's invested, and the investment returns help fund the pension payouts. There's all kinds of problems with the pension plans. Now, the biggest problem we have, and we've written about this a lot at Wire Points, is that these pensions are overpromised. It's not that they're underfunded. It's that the promises grow so fast, so quickly over time, the taxpayers keep putting more and more money in, but it's not enough to keep up with what we owe. That's problem number one. Problem number two is that in many school districts around the state, half to two-thirds, the school district has, over time, agreed to pay the teacher's portion, what the teacher should have been paying in. It's called a pickup, and most notorious for that was Chicago, where the district is picking up, on behalf of the teachers, the payments into the pension fund. So in many cases, there weren't, in fact, contributions coming in from teachers. So all it has done is just put bigger and bigger burdens on taxpayers to fund these pensions. But the overall problem is the pension promises have grown so fast that the taxpayer money hasn't grown fast enough to keep up with it, and there's a huge hole.
You know, it's interesting. Our listeners always have ideas when it comes to this. And recently I received an email I want to share with you from Mark. He says, put every budget item on the line and let each and every Illinoisan categorize the line item as needed, unneeded, or nice to have but superfluous. Then eliminate those things in the nice but unneeded and superfluous category. These things never should have gotten started in the first place. Then cut everything left by 10%. Cut the salaries of every elected official to one-half the median income, cash only, no perks, insurance, etc., of the official's average constituent. And, you know, you see what he's going for here, right? Parity, I think, might be a term that's applicable.
Yeah, well, right. The problem is everything's become so politicized that, you know, if you try to do this, first of all, there's so much lack of transparency in what these numbers are that we can't let the government do it because the government isn't trustworthy anymore, and we know that. It's why Governor Pritzker, despite spending all that money and all that campaigning, lost on a tax hike that in theory should have happened when you have 97% of the people voting against just 3%. But it would be hard to put those line items out there. It's a great idea in theory, but what we need is, I think, some really, really good transparency, and we need to change the laws because that's the real problem. The laws are what keep in place all these things, and that's why I go back to the pension amendment. You can't really cut anything in Illinois because the laws are designed such that virtually little can be touched.
Well, the Constitution.
That's why taxpayers just keep paying more and more taxes.
Well, the Constitution says shall not be diminished. And that's
right.
Key phrase.
We got to amend it.
Right.
And I mean, the bottom line, Tom, is we had the wrong amendment on the ballot in November. It should not have been a tax hike amendment. It should have been a pension amendment where we can change pensions going forward for benefits not yet earned and really give a chance for the state to reform its finances. And we blew that by putting the wrong amendment there.
I have one elected official says the state now picks up Chicago school debt.
Well, yeah, so now you can actually look at that same thing we talked about for the Office of Management and Budget from the governor's office. If you look there, there's a line that says Chicago pensions, $270 million or whatever the number is. Yes, that was part of the negotiation a few years ago. So now there's other things that the state pays for Chicago, and now they're also paying for Chicago pension debt. It's a long, complex thing, but yes, that's correct.
Quote, just came in here. I want to get this question here. Yesterday, I heard Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker say we're going to start balancing the state's budget with cuts. I haven't heard a Democrat say that phrase in all my time following it in politics. Does Ted believe the governor? Cuts, sheer necessity? Ted, your thoughts on this?
Well, it's an absolute necessity. I don't like the word cuts because what he's trying to do there is scare people. I'm going to cut your services. I'm going to cut your police presence. I'm going to cut your school funding. I'm going to cut your health care. That's the message he's sending. And, you know, those of us who like to think about doing things better like to think about reforms. How do we do things better? You know, companies do this all the time. Families do this all the time. They don't cut things. They actually find a better way to do that. And, you know, delivering pensions or delivering retirements can be done better. We shouldn't give away free retiree health care to government workers. There's all kinds of things we can do better on education. So really, the word should be reform. But he's using the word cuts to scare people that there's going to be indiscriminate cuts and it's going to hurt you, so you better vote for tax hikes instead.
Yeah, and semantics.
That's the problem.
Semantics are important. They are. So before I wrap up with you today, way I have this figured out, just a brief math here after speaking with you. Pensions could be as high as $260 billion, but we know that somebody argues with us, so we're going to go to $200 because that's conservative, but very, very realistic from whatever side of the aisle that you're on. $9 billion unpaid bills, $7 billion reality straight out, and then $2 billion borrowing. $58 billion, I'm trying to figure out what is that for. Oh, that's the general bonds? No, $30 billion for general bonds.
The retiree health insurance was 68.
All right, so, 68. So I had another, so I come up to, all right, so 68 there for the insurance and then the general bonds, things that we have to pay back in debts, another 30. So that puts us now at $311 billion. Is that an acceptable number, Ted, for my loose country boy, Matt? I'm down here with my abacus, count with my toes here now.
That's good enough for now.
All right. $301 billion. Our budget, yearly budget, is what, around 44, 42?
Well, now it's going to be closer to 40 now, but yes.
All right, so we'll say closer to 40. So you start to realize 311 divided by 40, if you took every single budget and said we're not spending anything, we're just closing the rolling up sidewalks and we're done. So $311 billion. How do you reform your way to $311 billion? Because the first thing, and I know the euphemism is going to be when I ask an elected official about this, we didn't get in this trouble overnight, and we won't get out overnight. Okay, accepted. Because of the way we just talked about it, $40 billion into $311 billion, you start getting an idea of what we'd be up against. Can we reform $311 billion? Is the political will exist? Does the necessity, junk bond status threat, exist to create an environment in Springfield where they would begin to address this without the benefit of fair tax and a bailout from Washington?
Right. So this is the issue. Right now, they're still holding on to that hopes of a bailout. They're still hoping for a 20% tax on everybody. They're still hoping they can increase sales taxes. And expand them to services. They're still hoping that they're going to get money from the Federal Reserve. As long as they keep doing those hopes, they will not talk about the real reforms. But if we can get to the point where those avenues are shut down because they don't make sense, they're not real reforms for Illinois, then we'll have to start talking about the real thing. And there's no budget discussion, there's no reform discussion that makes sense if it doesn't include a pension amendment, because we can talk about anything we want, and we can plug holes here and there like we've been doing for the last 30 years. But if you don't say we're going to reform pensions and the pension system and move into a new type of retirement plan around defined contribution plans, 401k-style plans, then we're not fixing the problem.
I'm hearing through the walls this conversation is being held and some very dramatic action is being contemplated. Have you heard this?
Well, you know, this is another interesting thing. I have not heard that, but, you know, the problem right now is that, you know, Pritzker has said Madigan should step aside, and that creates lots of problems for them working together to figure out the problem. And so God knows exactly how this will play out, because there's not an alignment politically between them right now, and there needs to be in order to move to pension reform.
Ted Dabrowski from Wire Points. Ted, can't tell you much. I appreciate your time today. $311 billion. Is that our number, Ted?
Tom, let's use that for now. That's $65,000 a household in Illinois that Illinois is expected to pay down over time. It's another what we call a shadow mortgage. It's out there waiting for you to pay it down. $65,000 a household.
You can buy three houses in some towns in southern Illinois for that.
Well, and some households can't pay a penny of that, so that means you have to divvy it up between those who can't afford it, and the number gets even bigger.
Right, and you just made my depression just a little worse there.
Well, yeah, you know, it's not many people make over $50,000, so most people can't contribute to a $65,000, let's call it, another mortgage.